Welcome to the Sound Ideas Podcast, sponsored by who else but Sound Ideas, the world's largest publisher of professional sound effects, royalty-free music, and production elements. Visit us at www.sound-ideas.com. But now, let's get on with the show.
Hi, this is Mark Jensen for Sound Ideas, with a look at the history of Sound Ideas. From its beginnings in 1978, as a recording studio in downtown Toronto, Canada, Sound Ideas has become the leading producer of sound effects in the world. And that's not just their opinion. John Newt, the senior supervising sound editor for the Salzance Film Center in Berkeley, California, has said this about Sound Ideas. Practically every feature film made in Hollywood uses sound effects from the Sound Ideas library. And practically every sound designer who has won an award in the last few years has used sound effects from Sound Ideas. The exciting soundtracks that we've all become accustomed to are made possible in large part due to the availability of such high-quality sound effects. Hal Knapp of Z100 Radio in New York City would add, "I never have the time or budget to record the perfect hurricane, exploding bunker, volcanic eruption, alien life form, comedy boink, or whatever. With Sound Ideas, I have it all, right in my studio. Whether it's sound effects, production elements, or music, if it makes a sound, I find it with Sound Ideas. And it sounds incredible." But honestly, how do you go about making a successful business out of sound effects? What sparked the idea? And what has kept Sound Ideas in the forefront of the audio industry for more than 25 years? Today, Sound Ideas is the world's largest publisher of professional sound effects, offering more than 200 distinct collections to broadcast, post-production, and multimedia facilities around the globe, from its 15,000-square-foot office and studio space located just north of Toronto, Canada. But in the beginning, as Ted Baxter of WJM-TV might say, it all started in a 1,000-watt radio station. Sound Ideas' driving force has always been its owner, Brian Nimmons, who actually started out in the audio industry as an engineer at a radio station in Toronto, Canada. In 1978, Brian began the Sound Ideas experiment as a four-track, 750-square-foot recording studio in downtown Toronto. He had his own stockpile of favorite sound effects, as did most other audio engineers. What you didn't already have in the can, you had to make, find, or trade for. That was the spark of the idea that you can still see in the Sound Ideas logo today. If every audio engineer has to take time out of his production work to find the right sound effect that he needs, then maybe if you can provide that sound that he needs in a quality that'll let him seamlessly drop it into a production, just maybe there's a market. And that's how it started. Brian and his first band of recording engineers set about compiling a comprehensive collection of general sound effects that every studio could use. By April of 1979, Brian had made his first major sound effects library sale to the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. At that time, the original Sound Ideas sound effects library consisted of 2,000 general sound effects on quarter-inch tape at 7.5 or 15 IPS, that's inches per second, and filled about 100 tape reel boxes. In 1983, another 1,000 sound effects were added to that library, and the library now filled 125 tapes and contained 3,000 sound effects. Sound Ideas was developing a good client base and was looking for a worldwide market when the first potential obstacle to their growth appeared. The audio industry was changing. Analog was giving way to digital. Recording studios, post-production houses, and broadcast facilities were changing to this new technology. Brian's solution was to embrace the CD revolution 100% and stay ahead of the curve. In association with Philips, Sound Ideas published the Series 1000 as the world's first compact disc sound effects library in 1985. From 125 boxed reels of tape to 28 compact discs, and the leading place in the changing audio market in one well-timed step. Sound Ideas followed that success with a brand new general sound effects library, the first in the world that was fully digital, not converted from analog recordings. The Series 2000 library added another 2,000 effects and 22 CDs to their original digital arsenal in 1987. Both of these original libraries are still available from Sound Ideas, and there may even be some older studios that never converted to digital, still have the old tape version on hand, the Series 1000 in active use today. As most entrepreneurs, Brian is a firm believer that you have to put yourself forward. If you don't ask the question, you won't get yes for an answer. You can't be afraid of being turned down. That kind of forward thinking led to a very exciting joint venture opportunity with Lucasfilm and the release in 1990 of the highly successful Lucasfilm Adventure Series Sound Effects Library. This marked the first time that well-known sounds from a renowned motion picture studio were now available for commercial use. That success encouraged Brian to look for other collaborations with the world's most recognized film studios. And it also led to the release sound effects library from Hanna-Barbera, Turner Entertainment, 20th Century Fox, Warner Brothers, Universal Studios, Jay Ward Productions for the Rocky and Bullwinkle sound effects library in the period between 1992 and 2002. In 1992, after several years of in-the-field recording, Sound Ideas released its signature sound effects product, the award-winning Series 6000, the General. This remarkable collection is an assortment of sound effects that covers all the bases, from airplanes to microwaves to zebras. The Series 6000 has become a dynasty and has grown from its original 40 CDs and 7,500 effects to include six separate extensions. The complete Series 6000 sound effects combo is now an enormous 110 CDs and contains more than 18,500 effects. The industry changeover to digital workstations and audio files was the next major change that sound effects needed to adapt to. While the industry was still changing over to the new formats, Sound Ideas produced multi-platform sound effects libraries, products that contained the standard Redbook audio CD format, WAV files, and even MP3 files, providing maximum flexibility for their clients. As more and more younger sound designers and editors take their places behind the consoles and at the workstations, the audio CD is losing ground. Many of these young men and women have grown up entirely in the digital world and are either amused or appalled at stories about how sound effects used to come in boxed reels. They even smirk a little at the use of audio CDs. After all, the world they work in provides some pretty neat search, audition, selection, and placement tools, all digital, all the time. And Sound Ideas is keeping up with them, providing the ultimate sound effects collection, more than 120,000 sound effects. In fact, the complete Sound Ideas sound effects resource in broadcast WAV format and available shipped on a hard drive. What does the future hold for Sound Ideas? It used to be true that their major markets involved post-production, recording studios, and broadcast facilities. Now, game developers, software companies, and ringtone providers all need content that Sound Ideas can deliver. And as the digital age makes audio and production more available to the interested enthusiast, the market for Sound Ideas products has grown. Church groups doing religious programming, corporations with their own in-house training departments, and semi-pro markets. Even consumers are making their own videos and podcasts at home. All of these groups will find Sound Ideas products that fit their budget and their audio requirements. In fact, Sound Ideas has developed the Podcast Production Toolkit, especially with the semi-pro home enthusiast in mind. Wave file audio format is now becoming standard at Sound Ideas, and their next generation of sound effects libraries will be recorded at 24-bit, 96 kHz. Taking a look back at Sound Ideas' ability over the years to anticipate technological changes in the audio industry and the widening demand for excellent audio, I think it's safe to say that Sound Ideas will be ready for whatever the next audio revolution might bring.
This podcast was brought to you by Sound Ideas, the world's largest publisher of professional sound effects, royalty-free music, and production elements. Visit us at www.sound-ideas.com. Well, that's it for now. Thanks for listening.